A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father, but his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors. And all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The Gospel of the Lord. As a parent, I know that choosing a baby name takes a lot of thought. Does it sound good? Is there a family member we want to honor? What does that name mean? And importantly, does it have any weird nicknames? If it's a scripture name, is the model a good one? Or is there some special, perfect name that we always wanted, and now suddenly everyone else is giving that name, totally stolen, by the way, to their baby? It's amazing we ever actually named those kids now that I think about it. After all, a name embodies our hopes and dreams for our children. It tries to envision the kinds of people we want them to be. And it's one way we exert a powerful influence in their lives even before they're born. Elizabeth and Zechariah's friends and relatives understand this in today's gospel because they want to name the baby. And when Elizabeth says that her baby's name is John, they're confused. The name doesn't make sense. But this baby doesn't make sense either. Late in life, announced by an angel. And Elizabeth and Zechariah haven't been through the usual name selection process. They let God choose their baby's name. You all, this little fact is subtle but important, and one reason is that with Elizabeth and Zechariah, God is acting powerfully in the ways that we think we're in control. God decides the baby is coming. God sends the angel to tell Zechariah. God chooses a name that embodies God's plans for the new life. And Elizabeth and Zechariah listen. They let God name that new life. Brothers and sisters, any day that we wake up is a day filled with the potential of new life. No matter what, your own life continues to be born each day that you're here. Even if it seems too late, even if you feel incapable. So ask, what is that life coming to birth today? Whose hopes and dreams does it embody? Whose presence is it proclaiming? If I take a hard look, my life could often be named worry. Maybe yours is sometimes called fear, anxiety, selfishness, temper, addiction. Or maybe sometimes I'm giving my life the names that others would like me to give, like overspending, wastefulness. What I want to do instead is listen to God so that God can name the new life that's the gift of this day. I want to let God name my life love. I want to let God name my life patience. I want to let God name my life generosity, joy, gratitude. Maybe God would like me to name my life in honor of the child who actually embodies God's hopes and dreams. The child whose birth we celebrate this weekend, whose presence our lives should proclaim. Everyone, what would today grow up to be if I let God name it? Maybe God would like you or me to give today a name like God has been gracious. After all, that's what the name John means.